Hey, a little personal note first. I'm looking forward to hopefully running into you at ELC next week.
Oh, great. I look forward to it, too.
You're moderating a panel down there, right?
I sure am.
And what will you be talking about?
Real-world examples of implementing innovative technology.
I am looking forward to that. I'm going to stand in the back of the room and heckle you.
I'm suddenly not looking forward.
I'm just kidding. I would never do that to you because I know the next time that I moderated a panel, you would do the same thing to me, and deservedly so. I read this blog this post that you put up on the Fed blog, and we have it linked up at federalnewsradio.com, and it's about what I talked about as you came on, the IRS commissioner kind of versus the House Ways and Means Committee. Is this what we've come to? Is it just food fights from one side to the other about, I think the sky is blue. No, you're wrong, it's not blue. And not necessarily supporting evidence, it doesn't seem.
Well, yeah, I think there's a little bit of that. First off, I should give credit where credit is due. It was actually Charlie Clark of our staff who did the reporting on this and ended up with my byline on the website, but I wanted to make sure I wasn't taking credit for his work. But anyway, the point being, this is what we're going to see a lot of in the months and years ahead, and that is agencies going to bat for their budgets and trying to make the case that cutting them is a really bad idea and will result in dire consequences. Now, the IRS is in a pretty good position to do this because they can start bringing out numbers saying, hey, if you cut our budget, that means we're going to have to cut our staff because such a high percentage of our cost is personnel costs. And that means we start cutting enforcement. That means we bring in less revenue. And that means the deficit gets worse, which is essentially their case. And that's the way they're going to try to pursue this. And the Republicans are not exactly buying that argument.
The Post says in 2007, the agency, these are the words of the House Ways and Means Committee staff, the agency referring to the IRS enjoyed no new budget authority but managed to boost enforcement revenue by 17%. By contrast, in 2010, the IRS did less with more and only collected $57.6 billion in enforcement revenue despite enjoying, I like the term, a handsome budget of $12.1 billion. I've seen a lot of budgets in my time. I don't know if I'd call any of them handsome. But at any rate, that's what I took away. The same thing that you're talking about as I read this is that this is just the beginning, and this is what we're going to see for the foreseeable future is pretty much my word against yours.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, they used to call it the Washington Monument Syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you cut our budget, and the first thing we're going to have to do is close down the Washington Monument. Well, I guess they've already done that now. But the point being that, you know, this is what agencies will begin to say, there are going to be dire consequences if you do this. I think the IRS has, you know, a fairly good case that there is something, you know, it may not be a direct line, but there is a connection between their budget and their staffing level and the amount of revenue they can bring in. And, you know, they bring in upwards of 90% of the government's revenue every year. So it would be hard to say that there's probably would be no effect of doing this. I think the Republicans on the Ways and Means Committee are just saying, well, don't assume that necessarily it would automatically result in less revenue.
But if I'm running an agency or I'm running a department inside an agency or I'm running a program that Congress is looking at for one reason or another, and I'm seeing this, and it's harder for me to make the ROI investment, the return on argument, the return on investment argument than it is for the IRS, I think this is pretty chilling, isn't it?
I think it is. I mean, this isn't working particularly well for the IRS right now, and for them it's as pure as the argument gets.
Yeah.
I mean, there aren't going to be a lot of agencies that are going to be able to make a pure argument in terms of revenue they're able to bring in. They'll talk about societal benefits and how great their programs are, but those are going to be very tough cases to make. In the end, though, you know, it all depends on who the constituency for the program is and whether how strong its defenders are.
I also wonder, though, if there isn't a danger that the Doug Shulmans of the world can overshoot. I mean, we have Secretary Panetta talking about doomsday and noticeable degradation is what Doug Shulman wrote of both service and enforcement, serious detrimental impact on voluntary compliance. I mean, that makes it sound like people will just, in mass across the country, country will decide, well, the IRS budget's smaller, so I don't have to pay my taxes because they won't be able to come after me. And I wonder if there's maybe not the possibility that members of Congress will, maybe not even rightfully so, but will say, oh, this is just a bunch of hot air, and we're not going to pay that much attention to it.
Yeah, I think that there will be some of that reaction, and I'm guessing that reaction will break down largely along party lines. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But, you know, again, there may not be that direct line in some lawmakers' eyes. But others, I think, will say that there are specific things the IRS does that bring in revenue that if you cut them back, that's gonna affect your revenue picture. And this, you know, with the IRS, this goes back for years and years. There's always been this sort of ebb and flow in terms of do we increase enforcement or do we cut back? And the IRS always says, you know, the more money we can you put into enforcement, the more money we can bring in, and this is tax money that people are supposed to be paying, and if you don't do it, you're just costing yourself money. And then every time they step up enforcement, then the horror stories come of people who are being unfairly treated, and it goes back in the other direction.
Well, and if we think back maybe, what, a year and a half or so, the repeal of the idea of private debt collectors trying to collect some of these debts that have been on the books for a long time, too. That idea has been tried, I guess, three or four times now. None of the iterations of that seem to work. And so I wonder if there's not also potential, in, at least as far as the IRS goes, for some members of Congress to say, how much are we going to spend to collect every single last little penny, assuming that there are going to be some people who are not going to cooperate no matter what we do?
Yeah, I think that's right, that calculation is going to have to be made. And I think in connection with that, I think some members of Congress are going to do what, you know, a lot of private businesses have done in this economy, and that is to say, yeah, that sounds great that if we gave you more money, you could collect more revenue. We want you to collect more revenue anyway.
Mm-hmm.
This is all about doing more with less, and you come up with some more efficient way. You know, goodness knows there have been plenty of businesses that have been told that's how they have to operate in this economy, and it wouldn't be surprising if that's what the IRS was ultimately told, that, yeah, they want the yes, we want the revenue, and no, you can't have the budget or the people.
It sounds remarkably like what people are trying to figure out how to do with the Postal Service, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
All right. Tom Shoup, your post, and who? Tell me again who did the reporting on this.
Oh, Charlie Clark.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. We have that linked up at federalnewsradio.com right now on the in-depth page.